with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Could tugboats have helped avert the bridge collapse tragedy in Baltimore?
Tugboats were not escorting the massive cargo ship Dolly when it lost power in the port of Baltimore and then slammed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge, toppling the span and killing six people. The disaster is drawing renewed attention to whether tugboat escorts should be required in the nation's ports to safely accompany increasingly big ships to protect bridges and other critical infrastructure.
That is Tayshia Stevens reporting. RNC Chairman Michael Whatley says all Republicans need to do in order to win in the fall is to lay out the big contrast between life under Joe Biden and life under former President Trump.
We are going to make sure that we are using any and every available platform to put our message out there.
It's been 1 year since Wall Street Journal reporter was detained in Russia.
President Biden noted the one-year anniversary of Evan Gershkovich's detention, saying in a written statement that he's working every day to secure his release. The president said journalism is not a crime, and Evan went to Russia to do his job as a reporter. Russia alleges Gershkovich was acting on U.S. orders to collect state secrets, which he, the journal, and the U.S. government deny. The administration is also working to win the release of American Paul Whelan, who was arrested in 2018 in Russia. Greg Clugston, Washington.
New European Union rules aimed at protecting dwindling forests are reordering how the world gets its coffee.
Experts say the rules requiring companies to provide more detailed evidence that the coffee they sell is not linked to deforestation will create new winners and losers that might help curb the logging that is the second biggest source of carbon emissions. But it also may exclude small farmers, roughly 6 million worldwide, who might not be able to provide the potentially expensive data.
And this is SRN News. Democrats are calling for a new national holiday.
Legislation has been introduced on Capitol Hill that would establish March 10th as Abortion Provider Appreciation Day. Sponsored by Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii and Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, the measure would, quote, celebrate the courage, compassion, and high-quality care that abortion providers offer to families across the U.S. The bill, which is unlikely to pass, is being described as a Democratic election year stunt. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wyoming's Republican Governor Mark Gordon has signed a measure that will bar sex change operations for children under the age of 18. That makes 24 states which have adopted laws designed to protect young people from irreversible procedures designed to help them live lives as the opposite sex. Transgender activists are fighting those laws and suing to block them in most of the states. This is SRN News. ChatGPT maker OpenAI has unveiled its new voice engine technology that can clone a person's voice after hearing it for only 15 seconds. Lisa Dwyer reports.
OpenAI says it will not widely release the technology just yet because of the dangers of misuse in an election year. In New Hampshire, authorities are investigating robocalls sent to thousands of voters just before the presidential primary that featured an AI-generated voice mimicking President Joe Biden. While there are a number of startup companies already selling voice cloning technology, OpenAI says their early voice engine testers have agreed to not impersonate a person without their consent.
That is Lisa Dwyer reporting. The collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Maryland, a multi-layered tragedy for the families and friends of those killed or presumed dead. It's also a profound personal loss. More details at srnnews.com.